Human beings and chimpanzees are nearly 99% identical from the standpoint of their genes, yet we are, in some respects, rather different. A study published in today's issue of Science magazine has started to unravel that mystery. It turns out that human brains have been evolving much faster than chimp brains, and that explains some of the important differences. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
5 or 6 million years ago, there were no humans and no chimpanzees, but there was one species that looked a bit like both of us. Anthropologists say that from that one common ancestor, our two species have evolved. Wolfgang Ihnard at the Max Planck Institute in Leipzig, Germany, says the differences between chimps and humans arose as humans took one path and chimps took another.
It's obvious that in these 5 to 6 million years, a lot of things can happen because we are so different from the chimp, or at least think that. It's, of course, a pretty subjective view. And how these changes happen is, of course, an important and interesting question.
It's not simply that our genes are a lot different. They aren't. Human and chimp genes are 99% identical. So the research team that includes Ihnard decided the difference must lie in the extent to which each gene is turned on or turned off in each species. You can think of genes as songs on a CD. Chimps and humans have essentially the same set of CDs. The question here is which songs get played and how loudly. That's what Ihnard and his colleagues set out to measure.
We found much more differences actually than we expected. When we started out, we thought, okay, if you find at least in adults like 2 or 3 differences, significant differences, then we're happy. But now we kind of have hundreds.
These differences are noticeable in liver cells of chimps and humans, and some differences are also apparent in the genes that play in blood cells. But brains, that's another matter. Ihnard's study shows that human brain cells use a very different repertoire of genes compared with chimps and other primates. This is a remarkable finding to people studying human evolution, such as Pascal Gagneux at the University of California, San Diego.
The pattern of gene expression in humans seems to have run away and evolved rapidly and differently from even our closest living relative, the chimpanzee.
This makes sense. Human beings particularly depend upon their brains for survival. Tool-making and language, for example, are behind our species' success. So individuals who have better brains have been more likely to survive. Gagneux says there are measurable differences between chimps and people in this regard.
For example, humans triple the size of their brain after birth until they mature. Chimpanzees don't. And so it is safe to assume that something has happened in regulating how humans manage to continually grow their brain until they are adult.
Chimps simply grow up faster, and that's a feature scientists might ultimately be able to track back to a difference in when and how genes are turned on and off. What scientists like Gagneux and Ihnard would dearly like is to figure out what genes are actually responsible for features like brain growth. Gagneux says they aren't there yet.
We've barely put together the script with still quite a lot of holes in it, and understanding how you get from this script to a living, walking, and talking human is a daunting and fascinating task.
Studies like the one published today provide some real clues to how human beings are set apart from chimps, yet also remind us about how very much we share in common. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.